at the truth.
All I got out of that is I need more love every day of my life, Stevie.
It wasn't Stevie.
I got Brad over here singing like Stevie Wonder.
It was Stevie
I could understand
Wonder.
Nothing up till that point.
Doesn't matter.
I know.
All that matters is I need more love every
yeah,
day of
every
my
day
life.
Every day of my life. I'm jamming out to my electric keyboard.
Yeah, it's Robert Randolph and the Family Band. One of my favorite new bands.
Cool.
And that is I Need More Love, of course. I need more love.
Oh, you just turn. You just cut it off.
Cut it off.
You couldn't just like just
fade it out gently?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't do gentle.
That's true.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I like harsh. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I like fast breaks, harsh podcasting. That's what this is. This is Christian Harsh Podcasting. That's what I'm going to call, I'm gonna rename the show. Christian Hardcast. Hardcast. Ooh, I like that too. That was just a slip of the tongue, but I liked it. Christian Hardcast. That's what I'm going to call it. This is the Two Blind Squirrels Christian Hardcast.
Can I have a flower in my ear?
Pod sounds like a little flower. There's no flowers in hard casting.
I want a flower.
No, not in hard casting.
You know what Jill said?
You know what you can have? You can have a what do you call the thing?
You know
hard
what Jill
hat.
Said?
You
no, I don't want a hard hat.
And we'll paint a flower on it.
No, Jill said I need like rhinestones painted around the glasses, and I
what
need a little
Elton
flower
John?
Behind my. I'm having and little earring in my ear.
You got flare.
I have flare.
It's an audio podcast.
Whatever the picture. Is online, and I want it to be a girl squirrel.
You want flare on your squirrel?
I want flare on my squirrel.
Well, talk to Charlie. He's the one that made it.
Okay. He thought it was a good idea, actually.
Well, then there you go.
See?
Get him to do it.
Mr. Harsh.
What about all these
Mr.
people
Hardcast.
Who have bought... This is Two Blind Squirrels 2.0. It's a hard cast.
A hard cast.
Got a shuffle on the radio with Brad and Bass. Now they got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right. What's going to happen when Charlie comes back and wants his job back?
He's not going to want it back.
What happens if he does?
He's not.
What happens if he does?
He's not going to.
You're going to kick him out?
He,
you're going to kill him in your sleep?
Yeah. Seriously.
You gonna take it out?
The power has transferred.
Oh, you're not giving it up.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. All right.
Getting kind of used to this.
Good. I like that plan. You like hard casting then?
No.
Blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand. It's all right. The Two Blind Squirrels flower cast.
Flowers good. Hard casting bad. It's very harsh. You know what he does?
That's what I said. This is a harsh cast.
He gets on these
harsh cast.
Rants and he starts like screaming everything. Just screaming. And it's very not calming.
Yes, but you laugh until you cry.
Not at those.
Yes, you do.
And he gets Helen so riled up that she screams and laughs so hard that I have to go lock myself in the bathroom and turn the fan on.
Why does that bother you? She loves that.
Oh. Meemaw winces. Meemaw literally will sit there and be like, oh, make him stop. Make him stop.
She'll say, don't tickle me, Daddy, please. Don't tickle me. Don't tickle me. I'm not tickling you. Don't tickle me, Daddy. Don't tickle me. Don't what you? Tickle. You want me to tickle you? No, don't tickle me. And she starts screaming. You
yes.
Know? And I haven't even touched her.
Yeah.
I can do all of that without touching her.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Good to know. I'll be in the bathroom.
Good to know.
Be looking at a magazine.
Good to know.
I'm glanced.
Welcome back to the Flower Cast. I hope you've enjoyed the last harsh minutes. Now, moving forward in our squirrely, furry, nice and soft cast, we're going to talk about politics. But we're going to talk about it in a nice, soft way.
Seriously?
Hey, yes?
I can't do it.
Well, then you want me to go back to being harsh?
No, just be yourself.
But myself is harsh.
No, it's not. You have an alter ego that's harsh.
Oh. Yeah. I have a lot of those.
Yeah. I think maybe we should get you checked out.
A closet full of those.
We should get you checked. Maybe there's some medicine or something you
know.
Could take.
Listen, this parakeet thing ain't working out, man.
What was that? You roll your eyes like you...
What? Shh, he's standing right here.
What? It's so funny. What? Oh, did y'all talking about something before I came in? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. Listen,
Oh, sorry, Buford. Sorry.
Yeah.
What you need?
Parakeet. You know anything about parakeets?
No.
He won't eat his dog food.
He doesn't eat dog food. He eats parakeet food. Didn't you buy some of the little teeny little parakeet food at the store?
I didn't see anything except parakeet food on it. I just figured he'd eat the dog food.
Would
like
it eat bird
do.
Food?
What?
Bird food?
I didn't see anything that said bird food neither.
Like bird seed?
Oh, bird seed.
Yeah.
I thought that grew birds.
No. You feed it to the birds, and it makes them grow.
More birds?
No.
Oh.
Just bigger. Yeah.
I don't want him to get too much bigger. He's already, like, almost filling up the cage.
Oh, you may have to make a bigger cage. Go buy some more chicken wire.
Okay. Yeah, so no that on the dog food, then.
No.
The goat's
no,
eat the
you're
going to
kill the parakeet with the dog food. The
cat eats the dog food.
Well, goats will eat anything.
I eat dog food.
Yeah, and you'll eat anything, so there you go.
But the parakeet's
a little bit more finicky than you.
Okay. Won't drink out of his bottle, neither.
No, no bottles.
What?
There's like a little... Did you have like the little
what?
Tube that's supposed
tube?
To be on his cage?
I gotta run a tube down his throat.
No.
No?
No, there's a little tube, like a little feeding tube. A
feeding tube down his throat?
No! He just goes and drinks the water.
Out of a tube?
Well, it kind of drips out of there, yeah.
All right, I'll try
isn't
that.
Right, Brad?
I got a water hose out there somewhere.
Isn't that right?
I'll try that.
Did your mom have a bird when you were a kid?
Me?
Yeah.
My mom? What on earth are you talking about?
Didn't you guys have a bird at some point?
No.
Okay. I don't know
outside,
why.
Yeah. There were plenty of birds flying around.
Okay, I don't know why.
My mom barely tolerated me in the house.
Well, you know,
what?
It's a little different than a bird.
Yeah, right. So y'all done with me, right?
Yeah, you came in here.
Oh, that's right.
You weren't
right.
Asked.
Garden hose, bird, gotcha. Be right back.
Oh, great.
Hope he's
going
to
be drowned bird.
Garden hose? Did you tell him to feed the
I did not.
The bird with a garden hose?
I did not. You were sitting there. You should have spoke up.
Anyway. All right.
Roll your eyes.
Well, what do you expect? I mean, he annoys me too. Why is that funny?
Oh, it's so many levels. It's just so many levels.
There are a lot of levels, aren't there?
To medicine.
You see, with Ritalin, I wouldn't be able to do this show.
Whew, I didn't say Ritalin. It's talking about like some kind of like multiple personality medicine.
What are you saying? For Buford?
No, you.
For what if I'm really Buford? What if you gave me? What if you gave me that medicine?
And you became.
And it turns out that this is the fake me.
Oh Lord have mercy!
Do you really want to take that chance?
No.
All right, then let's just let things be.
Okay.
You should see the look on her face as she's trying to think that one through.
Okay, moving along.
You checking that?
You
checking that marriage license for an expiration date?
Pain.
Got a twitch. Hey, I didn't come here to talk about any of this.
Well, what'd you come here to talk about?
Politics.
Politics. You don't like to talk about politics.
I don't like to talk about politics.
Well, then what are we talking about politics
for? We're talking about voting.
Oh, so you're not going to talk about issues or anything?
Issues?
Because I can talk about politics all day if you want.
Please.
And I do talk to him about politics, but he doesn't like it that I do. And I watch Fox News all the time, but he doesn't like me to talk about it.
Because, look, if it's something that we usually agree, we're here on
99%.
So you're just going to get me worked up about something we agree on anyway.
I'm not being, but you don't have to get worked up. But I got to know what's going on in the world.
All that stuff works me up.
I have to know what's going on. In my closed little capsule of life, I could not know a single thing that's going on in the world. If I didn't watch the news or read articles on the, you know, on the Wall Street Journal and all that, I wouldn't know what's going on.
There was a time when I didn't care about politics at all. Okay? Nada. Nothing. Zilch.
Okay. When was that?
prior to George Bush Senior being reelected.
So you didn't care when Ronald Reagan was? Of course, you weren't old enough.
I liked Ronald Reagan. I thought he was good for our country and everything. He was fun to make fun of. I didn't have anything against him. Didn't know he was as great as he was because I didn't really pay attention to anything.
I was in high school, and I knew how great he was.
I mean, I did buy into some of the lies about all the homeless people being his fault and that kind of thing.
Break.
I mean, because I didn't pay attention, so all I got was the kind of the, you know, the MTV version of what was going on. But I didn't care.
That's so credible.
But I didn't care.
Okay, it didn't matter.
I mean, I just watched these videos, and the videos were about, you know, Reagan's policies causing people to be homeless. You know, I'm like, but it wasn't until later on I figured out, oh, that's not really what happened. But anyway, the point is I didn't care. Then Bush went to get reelected, and I said, no. He said no new taxes, and he lied. So I'm voting for anybody else but him. And so I voted for Clinton that time. No, was
you
that
did never. You no, never no, no, no. I voted for President
Perot.
Clinton.
I voted for Perot.
Yes. Oh,
that's
good.
Right. That was the first.
God Almighty, let's not.
I voted for Perot, which
there's
is
that twitch again.
Which is, I think, why people told me that it was my fault Clinton
it
got
is
elected.
Your fault.
No, it wasn't. It was George Bush's fault that Clinton got elected.
Well, that's true. You do have a point there. I still voted for him,
so
even though he lied.
Yeah, so that always ticked me off from Rush Limbaugh. But the point is, about that time, I started listening to Rush Limbaugh on the way home from work every day. I lived in Houston.
Right.
It was a 45-minute drive.
Back when he was huge.
He was very popular.
Both in stature and popularity.
And I listened to him every day. And the reason why he was so popular is because I think for a lot of people, it was a first introduction into real politics. I
mean, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is why this matters, and this is how to find out what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And you can't just take the media.
It became mainstream.
You can't just take CNN's word for what's going on. You got to actually go read the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And
depending on who wrote the article.
Well, yeah, you got to pay attention. You can't just take one article either.
Yeah,
you got to get both sides of the issue.
Yeah.
All this stuff. I mean, you know, those are the things that Rush really exposed, that there was bias in everybody's reporting, including his.
Yep.
But you had to factor that in. And those are the things that I thought were very interesting and helpful. But hold on a second. I'm just losing my battery. There we go. All right. Sorry. My laptop's being finicky. So anyway, the point is that so then I started caring. Started listening. And it was interesting. But then I started caring. And then I spent every day on the way home getting upset. You know?
Well, whose fault is that?
The point is that I cared too much, you know, and I would get upset, and I'd get just in my stomach, just in a knot, and it was just crazy. But what happened was that it seemed to me completely obvious that Clinton should not be reelected.
Yeah.
It seemed to me that we have a man with no integrity. I wouldn't have, even if I hadn't have cared, okay?
Scandal?
No, about politics in general.
Oh, okay.
If I was me, like before I started caring, I still wouldn't have voted for him the second time because of what he did do when he was in office, you know, about the scandal and sleeping with another woman and all that. And lying under oath. I mean, he did this the same reasons I wouldn't have voted for Bush, right? Mm-hmm. The same reason I would have voted for Clinton the second time.
Right.
Well, when he, you know, and of course they ran Dole, and which was a mistake, but anyway, they ran Dole against him and he didn't make it. And Clinton got reelected, and that for the country to say, okay, we now understand what Clinton is, and we're still okay with him being our president. That made me crazy, because not only did he do what Bush did, which was lie, okay, he also slept with another woman, and he also was a big doofus,
and he had terrible foreign policy, terrible.
And he, you know, there was just all these things that came out during those years that were, I think they were pretty pop. I mean, I think everybody knew about that.
He
was facing impeachment charges. And we were like, this is insane. Well, anyway, that drove me crazy and made me crazy from then on out, you know. And it just, my stomach would all get turned over with every new story. So then there became a point when I realized, it was somewhere in there, it didn't matter how upset I got. It didn't matter. Because I had no control over this. I got to go vote, mm-hmm. and I got to participate in my local elections and my local politics because that's where it really mattered. Mm-hmm. That's where I could have some say in what's really going on. But so I just finally was like, I'm done. I'm done listening to Rush Limbaugh. I'm done listening to talk radio. I don't care about you. You're blowing. I mean, they're just basically blowing hard about stories that somebody else has already blown hard about. Mm-hmm. So.
There you have it.
And that's why I don't like talking about politics, because I get all upset and it doesn't do me any good.
Well, but you can have control over that. You don't have to get all upset about it.
Do you know me at all?
Yes.
Hello.
And you have such a thing called self-control, which you can use. And you don't have to get all upset about it.
Isn't that a fruit of the spirit or something?
It is. Uh-huh. You might want to look
That's
into that.
That's not what I wanted to talk about. I didn't come here to talk about that neither.
What?
I want to
neither?
Talk about... I came here to talk about voting. Not politics. Voting.
What about voting?
Just about the history of voting. No, about like...
You want to know my history? When I turned 18...
Yes.
My dad took me to a little local election.
Yes.
And on the way there, he told me everybody I should vote for.
Did he tell you at least why?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He said, I vote straight Republican. You do not have to, but these are the people that you should vote for. You shouldn't vote for these people because of such and such. My dad was part of the Republican Party. And at that time, you know, that was a good thing.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
Not a bad thing now.
Just, well, but it isn't like it was then.
I'm libertarian, though.
A little different. So, anyway, I just thought it was funny that he told me. Anyway. And still to this day, yes. I mean, my mom knows to vote. Like, she just knows to vote Republican because that's kind of the easy way to go.
You don't know that she actually does. You just know that's what she says she does.
Right. But she has to ask my dad who to vote for everything else. She still to this day does not.
Well, because he reads the paper and she doesn't.
Right. So he tells her what to vote for. I just think that's kind of sad.
She trusts him.
I know. Good. I mean, you know, I hope that's
she's
okay.
Free. It's not like he's dictating the house. She's free to go figure it out for herself.
Well, sure. It's just easier to ask him. I'm just saying it's just kind of sad that she didn't go find out for herself.
True.
I mean, true. Then it's not hard. But then after that, I remember when I voted in 1992. Mm-hmm. And when I was in college, and they had my college was a base for, you know, a voting site.
Yes.
And so I waited in line for like an hour to vote. I thought, this is insane. But now I remember voting here in Silver Springs the first time. Uh-huh. And there's nobody there. I walked in and they handed me a piece of paper and a pencil. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Circle the person you want to vote. I'm like, what? What kind of voting is that? You sit at a table, like a lunch table,
yeah.
and you circle the person's name.
Now, it's a giant room. Okay. So you can
go sit.
I mean,
you can sit right next to another person and copy what they wrote.
You can go sit off by yourself if you want to.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
But they don't really have any booths.
There's no booths. There's no little things like test dividers or whatever.
That was just that one place.
No, I voted more than one place here. And that is the
other place we voted had little dividers set up.
That was in Dallas.
No, it was here.
There were no dividers.
Yeah, we went. The last time I went and voted, it was me and Brad T, I think. Or maybe it was me and Charlie.
I voted without you last time.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I just thought that was so fun. I'm like, where's the punch thingy? Where's the little machine I'm supposed to slide my card in and punch? Where's the little puncher? I'm like, well, pencil. What am I supposed to do with a pencil? Oh, God, love Sulphur Springs.
Well, the first time I voted in local election
mm-hmm.
here in Sulphur Springs, I went and registered and went and voted on just local guys.
Was this when you still lived here?
Yeah.
I mean,
long
time
ago?
I
lived here a long time ago. I was like 18.
Okay.
And
did your dad vote?
It was my first time I got, you know, it was the first time I was able to vote.
Did your dad still vote then?
No, my dad didn't vote.
Does he even vote anymore at all?
Yeah, I think he votes now. He didn't then.
Okay.
But
what's your mom gonna do since Hillary's not running now?
This county.
I'm just kidding.
This county, historically, when I was a kid, was strict Democratic. I mean, that was, you know, it was a farming community. So you voted Democratic because that's where your subsidies came from. And
even though things changed, the thought process didn't change.
And all you had to do to win the election was run on the Democratic ticket.
Right.
You know, I mean, around here for a local election. So basically, there was no Republicans running around here.
Right.
It was Democrat against Democrat.
Yeah. And it still is quite a bit, actually. You'll notice that a lot of people who actually are godly Christian people are still running on the Democratic Party.
Yes. But for local elections,
so you have to vote separate here. You can't run straight.
You
got to
vote for the person.
You have to vote for the person, not the party.
Right. And you're labeled you find conservative Democrats here.
Right. Right.
You know, conservative right Democrats. You know, but now there are it's more way more varied than it has been in the past.
Oh yeah. Anyway, you were saying.
My point is, I went to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to vote, and there was a couple of people I knew I wanted to vote for, you know. And but you can't just vote a straight Democratic ticket here in a local election because there's no option for that. Uh-huh. And there's Democrats running against Democrats. So anyway, so I went, and you know, I had no clue. And this is what's so silly, you know. I just thought I was going to go and. There'd be like a couple of choices.
Yeah.
It would tell me what the, you know, if you vote for this bill, it does. If you vote for this local bill.
Yeah, you have to know that before you go.
Or this local bill, it does this. Yeah. It doesn't tell you any of that. It says, you know, docket 1436, yes or no.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. And then, yeah, I even looked at the names, and half the names I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was like, I know Cletus Millsap, but who's this guy? You know, who's that guy? I don't know. And so, like, for, you know, so for most of them, if I'd even heard of the guy, mm-hmm. I voted for him. It's like, you know, I have no idea what he stands for or anything. I just know him. I know Cletus, so I'm going to vote for him.
That's funny.
And I know that guy. And I've seen that guy's sign somewhere. I'm going to vote for him. I had no clue.
Wait a minute. That was in our neighbor's yard. Yeah. They're nice people.
I'll vote for that. Ooh, I didn't like him. I didn't like his sign. No one. So,
I swear to God.
Hooker. I'm not voting for anybody named Hooker. It's just like that was the way I made my decision. It was like it had no bearing on anything. So that's when I realized I had to actually read and do stuff.
Pay attention to what you're
pay
doing.
Pay attention to actually vote. And then, I didn't get to vote. Like, we moved to Commerce, and I didn't really understand how to do it because I was going to school there, but you can vote as a resident mm-hmm. here, and if your parents lived here, but my parents didn't live here. They lived in Dallas. So it got very complicated, and so I didn't vote the next time around. And then we moved to Houston, and that's when I got involved in politics there and voted there.
Okay.
And so and then I only voted in the major elections because I didn't know anything about the local. I didn't care really about local mm-hmm. Houston.
But that's what you can actually do something about are the local elections.
Right. Well, and that's when I kind of figured that out while I was there. And then anyway, so now, yeah, it's the same experience for both of us. It's where we go here and it's like, you know, put a piece of duct tape on the one you want to get it, you know. And that's written in you know, magic marker at the top of the page.
That's funny. Fold it up and slide it in the box.
Fold it up and put it in the cardboard box on the table, please. But they're honest, you know. So
it works.
Yep. And our mayor is actually decided by the city council, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, we don't vote.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't like that at all. I don't think that's right.
Well, he didn't have a lot of power either.
He doesn't really do anything.
He goes to the ribbon cuttings and heads the city council.
Well, you're right. He doesn't really do anything. But I still think we should vote for him.
The last two mayors I've met have not impressed me.
No.
They're like,
what do they do to decide?
If you can do the job, certainly I can do the job. So I'm like, I'm running for mayor.
I can cut ribbons.
I'm running for mayor of this sticking town. And then you find out you can't do, you know. And the other thing is, I really would enjoy running for office in this town. Mm-hmm. But I don't work. I'm not here enough to. And
you don't even know what's going on. You have to go to lunch with people to know what's going on.
I do know what's going on.
You have to go to lunch with people to know what's going on.
That's okay. I do go to lunch with people and I find out what's going on because I know who knows.
Yeah, I know. You get go to lunch with the people who know.
So I'm very involved in the local stuff. I don't have time to go to city council meetings and sit on.
You're not a meeting kind of person. I was thinking about that today. You're not really a meeting. No, you don't.
Person.
No. I think it's because...
If I'm the center of attention in the meeting, I can do it.
I think it's because you have to go to meetings all the time at work.
Yes.
All these horrible, torturous meetings that you have to sit in.
Then I play on my cell phone.
And then... So then when we have meetings at church or something, we never, ever go to the meetings at church. Ever.
But I like to go to
meetings. Mission trip meetings, Sunday school meetings, director meetings. We get all kinds of meetings we're supposed to go to, but we don't go because you don't want to go to any of the meetings.
That's not true.
Well, I'm not. This isn't about me. I'm not saying I think the meetings are ridiculous, personally.
I want However, to go, but I don't want to go by myself.
No. I don't think that's true. Because you'd go if you really wanted to go.
It's not true at all. I did go. And you were like, what? You're going to another one?
Seriously? You don't want me to get into this.
Let's get into it. No, come on, bring it. Take the gloves off.
No, because I think these meetings are ridiculous. I think we over-meeting ourselves. It's insane. Let's have a meeting about this meeting.
So a meeting about a meeting?
Give me a break. I got better things to do.
I've been on the Pine Hill committee for
like 5 years.
Never been to a single meeting. But I voted on the phone every time.
Yep.
So they don't, but they haven't had a meeting. They've only had like 2 meetings in the last 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And I voted absentee both of them. So
there you go. Okay, nobody cares.
It's
about
the, it's like very big deal. Like we're gonna move the money from this bank to that bank. Do you vote yay or nay on that? Well, what are the reasons? Okay, yay. You know? Yay! Can I vote? Yay! They don't have a sense of humor on that committee, by the way.
It's very serious.
It's way serious. We're going to raise the... We're gonna give the guy who mows the cemetery a $5 raise. Is that okay with you? You vote yay or nay?
How much is he making?
I'm like, I don't care. Yay. If you think it's a good idea, let's do it. Yay.
The poor guy probably doesn't make enough.
He's got to pay for gas. Well, that's what they said. This gas has gone up, you know. So he's probably getting paid like $10 now instead of $5. Okay. A guy wrote a book about this church, this Pine Hill Church. We're talking about this little church. It's a little bitty church.
It's where Meemaw grew up.
You have to go outside to change your mind in this church.
It's teeny tiny.
It's the size of this office. Well. Probably about twice the size of this office, and that's not very much. That's not exaggerating very much. It's a very small church in the middle of nowhere. I mean, literally, you have to leave a road to go down a road to get to this place. There's
a Presbyterian church.
There's no farms around it. There's no houses around it. Nothing. There's a little cemetery and a little bitty church.
And a little fellowship hall.
Yeah, a little
Sunday
little
school
building.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where we have our meals. And we pack probably, 30 people in there? 40 people in there?
Oh, yeah, at least.
And when I say pack, I mean
it's packed. It's not very big.
And anyway, so that's what we're dealing with. And what was my point in bringing all that up?
I don't know. Just to bore people, apparently.
I guess so. But they take everything very seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's my point. Was this guy wrote a book.
Oh, yeah.
About the history of the church.
Is there
a book. I mean, did like research and wrote a stinking book. This thick. Can everybody see that?
This thick.
Look into your headphones. This thick.
Like 100 and some page book.
Yeah. And it was extremely boring.
Mm-hmm. Meemaw has it.
I have it. I have a copy of it on my shelf somewhere.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't think it's on your shelf anymore.
Well, where is it?
I'm sure that's something that I put away.
No, it's around here somewhere.
Okay.
Anyway. All right.
So we didn't talk about
one prayer. All right, quickly.
No.
Yes,
we don't
have
time.
To touch on it. We'll just touch on it.
No, we'll
real
do it tomorrow.
Well, if they didn't listen to yesterday's show, I want to hit it real quick.
No, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
It'll be very quick, and then we'll end the show.
Okay.
My Life Ministries is doing one prayer. If you want to check out further, go to oneprayer.com. The idea is that we all write a prayer together, and we're going to do this on the forum. So you can participate. You're welcome to participate if you haven't joined the forum. You can go there and sign up. It's at mylifeministries.org/forums. Just sign up and start participating, and we're going to write a prayer together as a community, and then we're going to commit to pray that prayer for 1 week. together all at the same time. And, you know, it's together. It's to build unity and to hopefully accomplish God's purposes through that prayer in our own lives and as a community. So please help us participate. Check it out. Maybe you can use it for your church as well, or your fellowship. So that's all I was going to say about that. Tune in tomorrow when we hear more about Buford's parrot. I'm sure. I don't know. You think we will?
If you don't know.
Seriously, why do they call it a pair of jeans? Doesn't make any sense to me either. He brought that up yesterday. Pair of jeans. Pair of jeans. Pair of socks. Now that makes sense because there's two of them.
Two socks, yeah.
Pair of jeans?
Mm-mm. Two legs.
There used to be two? Yeah, there used to be two.
There's two legs.
Like in the olden days where there are actually two sets of, like, a leg and a leg and you hooked them together?
It's two legs.
But it's one jean. Okay. Not two jeans.
Well, then you work on changing the world on that.
Squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity." This offer is non-refundable. Valid and all. No further purchases necessary.